All right, so hello everyone, and welcome back to the Dirt Hut, or rather, Unscripted Updates, episode number 11, I'm pretty sure. So, we're going to be covering the Minecraft April Fool's thing and Minecraft Snapshot 21W13A. So, first, we're gonna talk about 21W13A, and as you probably know, that means it's the first snapshot in the 13th week of 2021. And now, what they did is they added goats to Java because goats were already in the bedrock snapshots. Now 21W13A is now a snapshot that added them to Java. So that's cool. So pretty much what happens is that goats, you can milk them now, and then you can breed them and temp them using wheat. And then obviously they spawn in mountains and they jump really high. And there's also an accessibility thing here, which says that Minecraft added an alternative solid black background color for the Mojang Studios loading screen, toggleable with the monochrome logo accessibility option. I'm pretty sure that's just something when it comes to looks, because the Mojang logo is red, of course. So I'm guessing it just turns it into black. Now, changes. There are some tweaks to caves. So with mine shafts, it increased the maximum length of pillars and chains, so they can go longer now. And carvers, which are the original Minecraft caves, they are made to be less likely to be too flat to walk through. And now for the noise caves, there is a higher likelihood of mega caves, which are large cheese caves, and there is a reduced likelihood of toothpick pillars or one block thin pillars. There are other tweaks as well to make cheese caves more varied and interesting, according to the article. Now, for ore distribution, there is slightly more iron, and now there are larger diamond blobs, which sometimes form. There are also changes to powdered snow. So, powdered snow's durability or hardness was slightly increased, and freeze time has been decreased to 7 seconds, and hurt frequency has been decreased to 2 seconds. So, powdered snow, I mean, it's not very dangerous. It's more dangerous now, but it's still not really that dangerous, if I'm gonna be honest. And then entities on fire will now melt powder snow when colliding. So I'm guessing they make it into water. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, also the vertical movement speed within powdered snow has been increased. Strays, polar bears, and snow golems are now immune to freezing, which is, well, pretty straightforward thing to do, pretty obvious thing to do because they're cold. And now mobs, they shake when they're fully frozen. Skeletons, when they are in powdered snow, they convert to strays, as you know. And now before it only took 30 seconds, but now it only requires 7 seconds. And now leather horse armor, in the same fashion as regular human armor, protects horses from freeze damage. And then now, mobs which are very hot, such as blazes, magma cubes, and striders, take more damage when they're frozen. And then now there are more caves and cliffs related additions to villager trading. So now the stonemason will sell 4 dripstone blocks for 1 emerald. And the wandering trader will sell three new things: 2 pointed dripstones for 1 emerald, 2 rooted dirt for 1 emerald, and 2 moss blocks for 1 emerald, which are all pretty bad, but the wandering trader already has pretty bad trades. Moss blocks can now be found in shipwrecked chests, which I think is a pretty good addition because it would make a lot of sense, for moss or an algae sort of thing to be found in, a sunken ship. And lastly, glowberries can be found in mineshaft chest mine carts. Now there are new technical changes. So unused parts of code are no longer removed. So, if someone wants to look through the code and there's a line which is unused, Mojang won't remove that apparently. And there's now a metric cube of light, also known as the light block. So it's an OP only, air-like, water-loggable block. And pretty much, it's just like the light block in Bedrock. Because in Bedrock, there was already a light block where when you there are designated light levels, and then when you place them, it creates that light level as if there's a light source. So yeah, and then when you right-click the light block, it will cycle the light level, and you can only see it when you're holding the item, just like a barrier block. So that's pretty much it for Minecraft Snapshot 21W13A. And so now we're going to talk about the Minecraft April Fool's thing. I'm not calling it an April Fool's snapshot or an April Fool's update because it's neither a snapshot nor an update. And in my opinion, it's a bit disappointing compared to the Infinity snapshot from last year from 2020. And yeah, because before, right, they made it so like there's an infinite number of dimensions and such. That was in the previous snapshot for April Fools. But now it's not a snapshot. It's a brand new application which is known as Minecraft Plus. So this is sort of modeled after Windows 95 Plus, if I'm not mistaken. And essentially, it's a pack of screensavers. So let me just read the article about Minecraft Plus. So the title is Introducing Minecraft Plus, the latest cutting-edge technology is available now. Today is a big day. I'm finally allowed to reveal what Mojang Studios has been working on for the last 2 decades. It started as a passion project, but when the higher-ups got wind of it, it was quickly reclassified as top secret and top priority. Nothing has ever come close to that tier, except for my job application. The dedicated team behind this project have drawn inspiration from the tech greats that walked so that Minecraft could sprint. Charles Babbage, Grace Hopper, Clippy, the list goes on, but don't take it from me. I managed to procure an exclusive, candid, and most revelatory quote from one of the minds that make up this think tank. And now it's a quote from Bartosz Bok, who is a Java developer, who says, "Stop bothering me. There are still screens in dire need of saving." So without further ado, let me introduce you to the future of technology. The cat that's about to leap out of its bag is the pinnacle of innovation, the apex of ingenuity, the very definition of cutting edge. Reader, get ready for Minecraft Plus. And below that, it's a video, which is also on the Minecraft YouTube channel, which I will link in the description. And it's pretty much just a thing that emulates those like 90s or 90s sort of commercials, and all of the footage there, obviously, it's not real. I mean, it is a real screensaver pack, but it's not a serious sort of thing, obviously. And they use a lot of footage of old computers or just old footage in general. And yeah. So now, here's the last paragraph. I can't believe it's finally here. All these glorious screensavers are finally available for Windows 7 and above, and for free, no less. Our altruism knows no bounds. Get your own copy of Minecraft Plus here. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to move my cursor to the top right corner of my screen so I can get back to gazing at these floating glow squid. And the floating glow squid are among the Well, yeah, they're among the different screensavers that can be found on plus.minecraft.net. So when you go to plus.minecraft.net, you have a choice. You could either download the application, download the screensavers, or just run a random screensaver through the browser. Now, I've run a few of them on my browser since I don't want to download them. And there are a few screensavers which I quite like. One of them is the floating glow squid, and in the floating glow squid, there's actually a small chance for you to get a glow squid which has no texture. It's just a purely blue squid. And there's no eyes or anything. It's just a shape that's moving around, shape of a squid. Just a dark blue sort of thing. I've seen it maybe 3 or 4 times, but I've been watching this for a very long time. And I quite like how they make this screensaver because the way how the squids move is completely randomized. There are some which go extremely slow and some extremely fast. And yeah, it's very cool. There are others, such as the rotating block. There are many sides to it, and each side is a random Minecraft block texture. Some I've seen are like the Fletcher's table, the powdered snow, the new coal ore, etc. And there are also ones like the, you call this, like the thing that happens in solitaire when you win a game of solitaire before, right? The cards jump out and such, and then their textures repeat. That's what happens in that other screensaver, and that's random textures as well. I've seen like golden nuggets and sorry about that, and copper blocks and such. And another interesting one is the classic DVD bouncing sort of thing, wherein you just wait and then keep on watching it until it reaches the corner, that sort of thing. And every time it reaches the wall, it changes texture. So, sorry about that. For example, if it's the fletching table first, then it hits the wall and it becomes a copper block. There's also one which is a combination of the DVD screensaver and the solitaire one, wherein it's the same sort of structure as the DVD one, except they have the repeating textures from the solitaire one. So, yeah. And then there's also one which is very simple. It's the Minecraft title thing from 1.15. I saw that. It's the one where you're on like an island, then the camera spins around with the bees, which is the one you would usually see in 1.15. Yeah, that's the one. And well, that's pretty much all that I've seen so far. Let's try to get a new one, all right? So I'm gonna click run in browser. Right, it's downloading resources. Also, I'm pretty sure this glow squid is not the actual texture of the glow squid. I'm pretty sure they drew this, or they I don't know how the Minecraft team makes textures. Do they draw it? I don't think they draw it. They design it? I don't know. How do you call something that you draw digitally? I don't know. Anyway, I'm pretty sure they made the texture just for this screensaver pack. So now let's run windowed, and okay, I got the one again, which is a combination of DVD plus solitaire. So right now there's the new coal ore just hit the wall, and it is now oak leaves and just hit the wall. It's brown terracotta. It's just a bunch of random textures, honestly. Let's try one more time, then I'll end the episode. Right, run windowed. Oh, this one. Yeah, I completely forgot about this one. This one, it shows like footsteps of different colors, which are red, blue, green, and yellow, and then they just go along the screen. I've never seen this before, even on the old PCs, which run like Windows 7, Windows XP, and such. Also, I almost forgot to mention, there are a few that I have not mentioned. One of them is, it's sort of like the stage on a Qbert level, but then everything is the water texture, then you just watch the water texture animate. And there's also one for the lava texture. And then there's also one where there are just random items that appear on the screen, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that there's a lot of screensavers here. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the April Fool's thing. A bit of a disappointment, as I've said, but they did their best and they're trying their best to, please everyone in 1.17. And yeah, 1.17, it's very, very good so far, based on the snapshot. So I'm hoping that, it turned out quite well, because summer 2021 is getting quite close. So yeah, summer 2021, I'm assuming they would release 1.17 around the same time as 1.16, around June. That's where I'm estimating it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So now, let's read the emails. Do I have any emails? Let's see. I'm loading email now, and nope, no new emails. That's perfectly fine. And I'm pretty sure I don't have any new voice messages either. But keep the emails coming, keep the voice messages coming. I'm update on myself. I'm getting better. I'm still a bit sick, but I'm getting better. And just yesterday, today is Saturday, by the way. Tomorrow's Sunday when the episode will be released. So yesterday, Friday, Good Friday, I got these two nasty wounds when I was like working on something in the garage. Yeah, like there's so those would need some healing as well. So however, I'm getting better, like internally. So I'm expecting rather that the next proper Dirt Hut episode will be out 2 weeks from now. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that would be the very latest time when the next Dirt Hut episode will come out. 2 weeks from now. If I'm able to do it next week, I will do it next week. But yeah, that's what I'm expecting. 2 weeks from now. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I've said that's pretty much it many, many times in this episode. But anyway, yeah, that's it. That's all for my discussion on the caves and cliffs snapshot and the April Fool's thing. Shout out to X, I'm Not Normal X on Patreon again for being a $5 patron. All of the links are in the description. You can email me once again for any feedback or comments at the Dirt Hut Podcast at gmail.com. And then you can also send me a voice message. And all of the links, as I've said, are in the description. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I've said that for maybe the 10th time today. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you all next week. Goodbye.